Welcome to a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, or ERS. Have you ever wondered how increases in income have affected the diet of a Chinese businessman or Egyptian shopkeeper? Consumers in middle-income countries have used their growing incomes to upgrade diets, buying more meats, dairy products, sugar, and caffeinated beverages. Increasing affluence has also improved access and availability to food perceived as safer or more healthful. A recent study by USDA's Economic Research Service, titled Convergence in Global Food Demand and Delivery, found that globalization and income growth result in increased similarities worldwide in retail food offerings and food delivery mechanisms. As the world's food supply becomes increasingly global, demand for high-value food products and modernized food distribution grows. The study analyzed total food expenditures and total food sales from retail and food service outlets in 47 countries between 1990 and 2004. It found that food purchasing practices and distribution systems of high-income countries are increasingly adopted by both upper-middle-income countries, such as Mexico and Poland, and also by lower-middle-income countries, such as Brazil, Egypt, and China. Increasing modernization of food marketing in many developing countries has spurred agribusiness development and the establishment of modern food standards and regulations. The study indicates that demand for higher-value food products will continue to be strong in developing countries, as market opportunities for agricultural producers, distributors, and retailers grow in these countries, regulations and standards for food safety and quality will become increasingly important. For more on this study, visit the ERS website at www.ers.usda.gov/publications/ERR56.
This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.